Welcome back in Inside the Numbers on GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood along with Mike Benard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Inside the Numbers is always brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Mike, Friday night, tomorrow night, we're getting everything kicked off with championship weekend with the MAC title game that is going to be 7 p.m. from Detroit. We're going to have Northern Illinois and Buffalo. Buffalo 10-2. Northern Illinois 7-5. Of course, this is going to be played in Detroit, which is neutral for these two teams. Buffalo, they have a much better record. But, you know, Vegas, from what you tell me when we were doing our prep work, they see this game as really a pick 'em or a toss-up.
Yeah, they do. Northern Illinois has lost two straight games. They're 7-5. And Buffalo's 10-2, and they're only favored by a field goal. So that's always... You always have to be aware of these situations and be alerted. Buffalo has put together a great year. But two things that Vegas is looking at in this matchup. Number one, Northern Illinois has five losses. But let's look closer. Three of those losses were to Iowa of the Big Ten, Florida State of the ACC, and Utah of the Pac-12. Number two, Northern Illinois, they've beaten Buffalo 11 straight times. The only win Buffalo ever has over Northern Illinois was way back in 1968.
Been a long, long time. That's 50 years since Buffalo has beaten Northern Illinois. But, hey, again, championship game week, you never know what could happen here. And give Buffalo credit. Even they have made strides over the last several years. They've made improvements to their program, and they are more competitive. But I kind of like Northern Illinois in this game, too.
Yeah. Well, they're 7-5 against a 10-2 team. The point spread's 3. The point spread tells us that Northern Illinois is going to cover and maybe win the game.
Also tomorrow night, we have a couple of 9-3 teams, Utah and Washington, going at it for the Pac-12 title. Of course, this has absolutely no implications whatsoever on the college football playoff rankings. Washington coming off that win in the Apple Cup over Washington State in a blizzard up there. Now, Utah, if you'd asked me a month ago, I would have told you Utah had no chance of getting to the Pac-12 title game, especially after losing their top two offensive players. Quarterback Tyler Huntley, he went down, out for the year. And then Zach Moss, their good running back, he was also lost for the year. But I think a lot of people across the nation don't realize it, because I'm one of the few folks on the East Coast that's going to stay up and watch these West Coast games that sometimes don't finish to 2 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast. But again, I appreciate and have respect for Pac-12 football, and I love, and of course, I coached out there, so I know what it's about, and it doesn't get as much credit as it deserves. But these two teams, they have two of the very top defenses in the entire nation.
Oh, no doubt. And I would say the top of the Pac-12 is better than the top of the Big 12, and maybe if you take out Clemson, it's better than the ACC. So I respect the Pac-12, and you mentioned the defenses. They both rank in the top 20, but they both rank in the top 20 in both total defense and scoring defense, so they're complete. Utah, they've fought through a lot, and you got to credit the players and head coach Kyle Whittingham. You talked about the injuries. Well, Whittingham is the best coach in the nation when it comes to postseason games. Not one of, the best. Whittingham's teams are 10-1 in bowls, and it includes wins over Alabama, Pitt, a couple of wins over Georgia Tech, a win over West Virginia. And I know this is not a bowl game, but it is a postseason game, and no coach has a better postseason record.
Well, and again, Kyle Whittingham's done a great job, but, I mean, let's just go back and look further. When Urban Meyer was at Utah, the short time he spent there, and then, of course, Ron McBride, you know, I think he was there for 20-something years, give or take a couple of years. You know, all those Utah teams, they thrived when it came to bowl games. They've competed in 20-plus bowl games. I believe it's 21 bowl games. And I know they've won 17 of them. So whether it's 17 of 20 or 17 of 21, they've won the majority of those bowl games. Now, when you look at Washington, Jake Browning, he's healthy again. They didn't make a big deal out of it, but he's been dinged up on and off all year. And then when you look at Miles Gaskin, their good tailback, he's finally healthy again. Now, Utah, on the other hand, they don't have that luxury. But, you know, they lost 84% of their offense when Huntley and Moss went down. So I think that's the difference in this game right now, is that Washington, both of them are great defenses, but Washington, in my mind, they have the healthier offense coming into this game. Does Vegas see it that way?
They do. Vegas has Washington favored by 5 or 5.5. And you know, Coach, 5 and 12, those are those quirky numbers in football. Historically, a 5-point favorite covers less than a 4-point favorite. A 12-point favorite covers less than a 10.5-point favorite. For whatever reason, we'll do that for another show. But Washington beat Utah. They played earlier this year. They beat Utah in Rice-Eccles Stadium 21-7. And Utah was a 4-point favorite in that game. Washington was a 4-point favorite, and Utah was healthy then. Now they're only 5.5 on a neutral field, but I do like Washington to win the game. But, Coach, with that point spread sitting at 5 most of the week, it concerns me, and you know I don't like playing 5-point favorites.
That's right. Hey, up next, we're going to get into Saturday's game right here on Inside the Numbers.